Hey, this is Taylor.
This is Jake.
And this is Dan.
And this is Unicorn Finders, where we are on the search to illuminate the elusive unicorn factor in everyday people, businesses, and relationships. Hope you enjoy.
All right, what's going on, y'all? Happy Thursday. Hopefully y'all doing well. Excited to be here today with Asher and Tixology. Now, you're probably like, Taylor, where is everybody? This thing is usually like two or three of y'all. So Dan got caught up in the last second meeting with the CIO and Jake as well, just in different meetings. So it's just me today, but I told Asher, don't worry, I'm the professional. And so looking forward to this chat. So Asher, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Taylor. And you know, everything I've been hearing, you're the best anyway. So I think it actually worked out pretty well.
Well, I'll go ahead and cut you a check. So basically, for those of you who are tuning in now or in the future, what Unicorn Finders is a podcast that was built out of the pandemic, like a lot of businesses and a lot of ventures. Jake Shepherd, Dan Thompson, and myself. We're all really good friends outside of work. We want an excuse to hang out together. And so we created Unicorn Finders. And the whole purpose of Unicorn Finders is going after – the unofficial slogan is going after companies that are doing really cool shit that you probably haven't heard of yet, right? So that's kind of our unofficial slogan. And I don't know if y'all remember Shane Snyderman with Strum a few weeks back. Asher is a connection from Shane. So excited to dive into an industry that I would say is mired in, you know, I'm a huge marketer, growth marketer guy, and like mired in like bad brands in marketing. So I'm excited to hang out with Asher today and talk about. So Asher, if you want to go and kick it off, give a quick background about yourself. Would love to talk about your NBA experience, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, no, for sure. And thanks again for having me, Taylor. Psyched to be here. A little bit about myself. Born and raised in Toronto originally, so I'm a Canadian. Somehow I've made it into this American country, a couple times now, so it's hard to keep me up. But ended up, fresh out of college, I ended up with the Orlando Magic in their innovation lab, actually. So doing kind of a wide range of strategic projects, everything from like player health and safety to improving the premium experience to selling more tickets, right? And so spent a couple of years there with a great team there, first innovation lab in professional sports and in the NBA. Awesome. And then had an opportunity to move west and join the Golden State Warriors. The Chase Center just opened. The team was making a push into kind of, the more tech side of things and trying to bring tech in-house. And so I joined a team there to oversee kind of the development and build out of a brand new mobile app for the team. So oversaw that project, a team of developers worked, across the organization with, everyone from the partnerships team to the ticketing team to parking, food and beverage, you name it.
Did you meet Steph Curry? Have you met Steph Curry? That's the big question.
In fact, I joke that I worked for the team for the 2 years that there was not a championship. So I didn't even get a ring or meet Steph.
Stop.
But shout out to my old boss who has 4 rings now, if he's listening by any chance.
That's awesome. That's
he's
awesome.
Actually the VP of Tech of the Warriors is actually an advisor for us today still. So very
that's awesome. That's cool.
Still, but. Yeah. Essentially what happened is I had learned a lot about ticketing along the way, and there were such a long list of pain points in this industry, right? And everyone's so frustrated on both the team and venue side, but also on the fan attendee side, right? And so, as I started to think more about that, one specific thing kind of stood out initially, which was, people really missing the collectible aspect of the ticket, right? So in this shift to digital ticketing,
like literally just the paper people were missing.
That was something that people really missed.
That's crazy.
And, there's people who, I don't know if you've ever heard of Darren Revelle, the sports reporter, but Steph Curry was in New York and broke the 3-point record. And Darren was at the Garden and was like demanding that he could get a paper ticket. And I think they did give him.
Oh, that makes sense.
So these historic games, also just for the memories, all that kind of stuff, right? And so people really miss that. The other thing that's really interesting, and it makes sense, right, is there was already a push for digital ticketing pre-COVID, but post-COVID, it was like, just crazy. Like almost everyone went fully digital, right? So like pre-COVID, I believe it was like 20% printed tickets before COVID and post COVID, or sorry, 20% digital tickets pre COVID. And then COVID, it was 80% digital tickets. So basically a full 360 on, you know, kind of how people were thinking about things. So anyways, that definitely helped accelerate the innovation. But at the end of the day, you know, I started kind of learning more about blockchain technology and NFTs. And as I got further down that rabbit hole, I thought, you know,
it is a rabbit hole.
Right. And so I became first a believer that this could be, you know, the way to bring back the collectible piece, but then quickly realized that there were so many benefits to the tech beyond just that. Right. And, you know, quickly became a believer that blockchain technology had the power to really solve all the pain points in the ticketing industry today. So that's how it all kind of got started. And today I'm running, you know, Tixology. So
So Tixology is live, right? Like you guys are live and like you guys are taking on customers and all that.
Yep, fully live as of a few weeks ago. If you go to Tixology.com, you can click get started, you know, completely free to create an account, create events. So please play around, even if you don't have an event right away. You know, we'd really love to have you on and get your feedback. So fully live. Yeah.
So you and I were chatting backstage about this. So you guys have like, you guys are like Eventbrite and meetup.com. You guys, I throw events. Yeah. I throw networking events across the country wherever I speak. Right. Mm-hmm. So feasibly I could create an account in Tixology and leverage Tixology like a meetup.com and to throw events. And then y'all don't charge me for that. Correct. Or do you?
No, so any free events are completely free on our platform. So if you want to use it for VPs or for free events you're organizing, you should definitely try that out. Some really cool features, right? You can fully customize that ticketing experience. So you can either spin up web page and fully customize that or integrate it into an existing website if you have one spun up. And then we also give you customization over the actual ticket itself. So you can put whatever you want on the ticket. It could be, you know, photos, it could be brand sponsors, it could be, you know, other content, really whatever you want. So
So as you were talking, just about how the, so, well, real quick. So I know a lot of people can be like, well, I don't know about blockchain. Do I need to be a blockchain person to use the platform? I'm assuming no, correct?
No, you don't need to have any pre-existing blockchain or NFT knowledge. We've done that extremely, you know, purposely. And, you know, we want it to be as easy as possible to get started and to benefit from the technology without needing to fully, you know, understand it or have used it before. So we do talk about ourselves as like a blockchain based ticketing software, but the reality of it is, you know, we're handling that piece and using the tech to provide some really cool benefits. But as a event producer or your attendees for your events, you don't need to have any pre-existing blockchain or Web3 knowledge.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And I just think, and listen, like, I don't know much about blockchain. I know the essential overview of it and NFTs. I do feel like that ticketing is probably the best, one of the best avenues for this. And because you were talking about like being at events, have y'all thought about this? This is my marketing kind of background kind of kicking in, but it's like it would be so cool to like use Tixology for, let's just say, let's use the Nashville Predators, right? In Nashville. Yep. It would be so cool to somehow like every game I go to and buy the ticket on the back end, there's like a 90-second recap of the game or something like that. 100%. Like, have y'all thought about that? Like, that would be so freaking sweet.
We certainly have. We do allow you to edit the actual ticket design. So if you want to edit it leading up to or post event, you can. Behind the scenes, we're actually like, reminting the ticket because technically a non-fungible token can't be changed. So we do all that behind the scenes, but you don't need to worry about it. But yeah, you can fully edit the ticket whenever you want. And we're big believers, like as we look into the future here, that the ticket is a new communication channel, right? So you have the traditional channel. Email and text and social, but this is another main piece of real estate that everyone is looking at to get into the event, right? And so, you know, it can be used for informational purposes around event information, you know, game day information. It can have stats and video. And then it can also have, you know, partner offers and marketing offers, right? And that's kind of where we see it evolving to, is that that ticket can almost be a game day hub for you, right? And can provide additional value beyond just the collectible piece as well, right?
A few things I want to get to in the comments here. A lot of people are kind of starting to comment about things. Well, so Marie comes in and goes, everyone got so mad with Ticketmaster from Taylor Swift. Good timing. I feel like someone needs to DM her this company's website. So you know what just popped in my brain? So do you remember back, I don't know if like you grew up with this in grade school, where they had yearbooks. Remember yearbooks?
100%.
And do you remember there used to be one day where like school would basically, or a half day, where you'd go in the courtyard and you get everyone to sign your yearbook, a message? I feel like that's like the OG NFT. like that just popped into my brain, because what happens is you have all these yearbooks and you have the memories in the yearbooks. And I feel like that's kind of what Tixology could be for the event industry.
Well, so there's two avenues here, right? There's the avenue of like, hey, this is a collectible, you know, that commemorates an event or a concert or sports or something like that, right? And that could potentially have resale value in the future, right? So if, you know, there's a historic game or, you know, a concert where an artist performs a song for the first time, that, you know, drive the value up. And, you know, there is a market today, even with the shift to digital ticketing, there's still a market today for hard copy ticket stubs, even if you haven't actually gone to the event, right? Michael Jordan's games and, you know, old AC/DC concerts, whatever it may be. The other side, you're right. I think there is something there too about being able to almost customize it or have a piece of it that can live on as your own memory forever. And I think a lot of people do want to hold on to them and kind of create a collection and show them off as well, right? So,
well, and then, you know, and I'm moving on from Vaco. Tomorrow's my last day, and I'm looking for kind of these like marketing growth roles. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that me and my content partner have talked about is that social proofing of events. A lot of times people don't even go to events because of the event. They go to it to show the social proof that they went there, to take the pictures, to take the selfies. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, again, this kind of all ties in in general with this, which I love. Let's talk pricing real quick. As we kind of wrap up here in a few minutes, and again, I could talk about this forever, but that's what I like about Unicorn Finders. It's kind of short and compact, and people can check you out for more information. But talk about pricing structure. Is it just, I'm sure it's a piece of every ticket?
Yeah, so essentially what we've done is again, free for free events, but also free to sign up and create your first event or any events for that matter. We make our money when you sell tickets. So we're aligned on that same goal of like, we want to provide you with the tools to sell more tickets, because we're only going to benefit as well. But, you know, that being said, we're also extremely competitive. So we come in right now, our pricing's at 2.5% and $1.75 a ticket. Which is significantly lower than, let's say, Eventbrite's pricing today, right? So we're trying to, you know, come into the market and be more transparent about our pricing, you know, be friendly with event producers, and encourage people to check out, you know, the future of ticketing here. So that's what works today. And then, you know, for certain like bigger deals, if you're, you know, a venue or a team or things like that, we'll often do kind of custom integrations and pricing and things like that. But the majority of, you know, our focus is on this kind of like self-serve, you know, ticketing product.
I love that. And Marie comes in here and goes, in general, this industry has been a disappointment. So this whole idea is brilliant in my opinion. So there we go. Also, we got some viewers from Peru this morning. So Joe, it's good to see you. Thanks for hanging out with us. So last two questions as we wrap up here. First off, what's been your biggest success story? Like I'm giving you time to brag for a moment. What do you think? I tell you what, let's end with that. Hold on. Let's talk about your biggest pivot or your biggest mistake so far that you're willing to share. And then we'll end on a positive.
Yeah, totally. So you know, there have been several pivots, right? And I think it's like an important thing to call out, Taylor, because like anyone who doesn't pivot in a startup, like probably hasn't gone anywhere, or
exactly,
is just a
I know.
You know, the reality of it is everyone has pivots. So for us, you know, we've had a couple. At the very early stages, we pivoted from just a collectible ticket add-on to the actual ticket itself, right? And creating a fully fledged ticketing software. So that was like our very first pivot was, hey, we were just going to do like collectibles that you could claim. But there's so many people doing that, and it really doesn't get to the main benefits of the tech. So that was our very first pivot. Build like a full ticketing software, which was a big one. And then the second big pivot we had, you know, like I said, we still do, you know, talk with venues and we have some enterprise customers, we call them today. But another big pivot for us was shifting to the development of our self-serve product. So creating something that anyone could go onto our site and get started and start using today without having to go through a long sales process or reach out to us or, you know, go back and forth on pricing, creating something that's really easy to use and goes after that small and, you know, small and mid-market kind of areas of the space, because people don't realize like that's a massive part of the industry. You know, the players in the space aren't innovating very much, yet they keep raising their pricing. And we want to make it as easy as possible to use our tech and make it as accessible as possible. So that was our other like kind of really big pivot. And we're still fresh off that, right? Like we've just launched this product, but we feel very strongly that like this is where we should be focused right now. Maybe in the future, hopefully we can land Taylor Swift. If anyone has that contact, Marie, I'm looking at you.
I do know the drummer. Fun fact. I do know the drummer.
Yeah, there we go. So we might have a way in, but you know, we know that's a grind to get to those higher levels. That's, you know,
cool.
But right now we're really focused on where we think we can make a really big impact and start to showcase what's possible here.
I love that. All right. So last question, man, talk about maybe a huge milestone that you guys have hit or something you're just really proud of right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really proud of the new version of our software. We launched something, you know, back in December, you know, just of this past year. It was, you know, great product. We had some, you know, good initial traction, some early users. But the new product we've launched today that everyone can check out on our site, I couldn't be more proud of. Like just, you know, the design, the feel of it, you know, how easy it is to use and get up to speed. You know, I'm really, really proud of our team and the ability to, you know, think creatively, push through some of the barriers we've had along the way and ship something that we're all really proud of, even in the early stages of our company, right? To have a product that we truly believe, you know, is very stable and very fun and easy to use today is something I'm definitely most proud of.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. All right, man. Well, thanks again. Y'all, thanks again for hanging out with us. Asher, stay on real quick so I can say bye to you backstage. But y'all have a great one. Please share. If you like this episode, which it seems to resonate with a few of y'all, please share this episode. Go check out Tixology again. If you're wanting to do events, you know, if you want to throw a birthday party, use Tixology, right? Share it with your friends. Otherwise, we appreciate you hanging out with us. And we are off next week. No, we have an episode next week. So we'll see y'all next week at 9:30 a.m. Central. Y'all have a good one. Asher, thank you so much, man. I appreciate
it. Thanks again, Taylor.
See y'all.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode of the Unicorn Finders. If you found any of that interesting or helpful at all, please share it with your friends. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or want to be a part of our podcast, be sure to email us at info@theunicornfinders.com.
And while you're at it, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe us 5 stars and share it with a friend or two. We'll see you next week.